Now.
WMAL News at Noon, I'm Heather Curtis. Hurricane Nate will likely make landfall as a Category 2 storm during the overnight southeast of New Orleans. It's supposed to pack heavy rains and heavy winds from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Correspondent Kaylee Hartung has the latest from Irish Bayou in Louisiana.
People here are heeding the warnings, and within New Orleans, as we think of the city center of New Orleans, they need to pay attention to 7 o'clock tonight. That's when a curfew goes into effect until tomorrow morning.
Hurricane warnings and tropical storm warnings are already in place along a wide stretch of the Gulf Coast. The Cubs blanked the Nats 3-0 in Game 1 of their National League Division Series. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant says even though the Nats lost, pitcher Steven Strasburg had a great outing.
Yeah, he had it going today. I mean, low pitch count. All of his pitches seem to be working. But that's the thing with the playoffs. I mean, you know, the guy can be going great for 5 innings, and we string together some good at-bats like we did there, and that's all you really need.
And House Majority Whip Steve Scalise threw out the first ceremonial pitch last night at the Nats game. Game 2 in the series is tonight at Nats Park at 5:30. And Scalise used a walker when he threw out that pitch. He's been recovering after being shot while practicing baseball with his fellow Republican colleagues in Alexandria over the summer. Meanwhile, Alexandria Commonwealth's attorney Brian Porter says that James Hodgkinson, the man who opened fire at the Alexandria baseball field, had been casing that location for a while before the shooting. Porter says Capitol and Alexandria police were justified in killing Hodgkinson. Las Vegas police are still trying to figure out why a man opened fire on concertgoers Sunday, killing 58 people and injuring hundreds of others. Correspondent Scott McLean says more than 1,000 tips have come into police, and they found a puzzling piece of evidence.
What they have got is a note found inside the suspect's room. It is not a suicide note. It is not a manifesto. It has a series of numbers on it. Police don't know exactly what those numbers are. They are analyzing them for potential meaning.
Police are still looking for tips from the public, and they're using billboards to get the word out. And it's now easier to get a concealed carry permit in D.C. The Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ordered the city yesterday to stop requiring people applying for the permits to provide a good reason why they need them. But Police Chief Peter Newsham says,
all of the other stringent requirements that we have in the District of Columbia to obtain a carry permit will remain intact.
This week, the city's attorney general decided not to take the fight over the permitting requirement to the Supreme Court. Thousands of firefighters are in Emmitsburg, Maryland today and tomorrow for the 36th National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service tomorrow and other healing events today. Among those being remembered, Prince George's County firefighter John Olmschneider, who was shot and killed in 2016 during a welfare check. Assistant Fire Chief Alan Doubleday.
John was a very close friend of mine and just a phenomenal father and husband and son and you know, he's missed dearly, and this opportunity to recognize him at this national level is very powerful and very healing to our department.
The man who killed Olmschneider during the welfare check mistook him for a burglar. And we'll have traffic on WMAL. It's 12:03, and traffic and weather is with Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Heather. We start off with a crash on the inner loop of the Beltway at Wisconsin Avenue in the right lane. That adds to your inner loop delays from Old Georgetown Road to New Hampshire Avenue. Over in Arlington, southbound 395 with a disabled vehicle in the left lane near Glebe Road. A crash westbound I-66 between Business 234 and Regular 234. Two left lanes are closed. In Springfield, a multi-vehicle accident at Old Keene Mill Road by Winegate Drive. That knocks out your left lane. And in downtown Manassas, watch for closures on Center Street for the 35th annual Fall Jubilee through 5 p.m. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Right now, 76 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo.
The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
What do you think will be your biggest expense in retirement? Is it going to be the skyrocketing costs of healthcare, of medical expenses? Will it be long-term care? Or do you think it's just going to be basic expenses like your rent, your mortgage, your food? Well, if you think it's any of those, you're wrong. You know what? It's none of those. Your biggest expense, yes, listen right now, your biggest expense in retirement could be and will be taxes. Yes, I said that right, taxes. I know you didn't think it was that, but the reality is that's life and that's what it is. Hi, I'm Paul West, and you're listening to the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network today, and thank you so much for joining us. Well, you're all focused on investment returns. You're ignoring the one thing that could have the biggest impact on your money and your investments. And yes, that's right, that's taxes. Most people don't think they have any control over how much they actually pay in taxes. But again, you're wrong. In fact, you have more control now over how much you pay in taxes while you're in retirement than any other time in your life. So you have a choice. Needlessly fork over thousands and thousands of dollars every year to the IRS, or take advantage of the many legal, yes, legal, not gray, but legal strategies that are readily available to all of you and potentially could save yourself a small fortune. So coming up on today's Wealth from Wisdom show, we're going to talk about five retirement tax traps that could needlessly cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. And better yet, or instead of inflicting pain on yourself, why not take advantage of the bridges that are out there for you of little-known strategies that could help keep more money in your pocket? And joining me on this week's Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network show is my colleague and friend, Mark Lookabill. Mark is a wealth advisor. Welcome, Mark, to the show today.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Ron, unfortunately, couldn't make today's show. So we're going to be talking about taxes. And I know what happens when I'm having conversations with taxes, Mark. People immediately put up the roadblock. They're scared. They don't want to talk about it. Or most likely when I say taxes, if people say happy or sad, they don't choose either. They choose angry or upset, or fear comes out of all of them. It's like going to the pain meter, and you're sitting in the hospital, and you have the pain meter, and you see somebody's faces of smiling to the one profusely in pain where they're purple and they're crying. When you mention taxes, people go to that purple picture because I haven't met very many people yet, probably zero, actually, that like paying taxes.
Well, you can say it any better, Paul. At best, that reaction is neutral in terms of there's nothing I can do, so they take an apathetic approach to it, no action, you know, no strategy going forward. That's probably the best case scenario when you're talking with someone, when you ask them, oh, you know, what's your thoughts on taxes? But most people, it's the pain, it's the anger, recognizing or not realizing that there are things that they can, you know, that can be done, that they can proactively plan to reduce that impact.
Yeah, they let everything happen. I mean, it just lets it falls on their plate, and it's they don't make any changes. The reality is when you're preparing your taxes, and I know many of you that listen to this show prepare your own taxes, and that's fine. That's your interrogative. That's what you want to do. But when you're sitting in front of your computer and you're doing that in February, March, April, whenever you're doing it, you're not solving any problems. What you're doing, you're just doing data entry at that standpoint. And that's not the point of today's show. We want to show you what you can actually fix or edit or change or improve that when you're doing the data entry next year, you say to yourself, wow, I'm glad I learned something last year. And more importantly, I'm glad I made a decision to make a change, because you're going to see the impact on your taxes that you prepare.
Yeah, so think about that. You know, when you do your taxes and you get them all done, you go back and you have that side-by-side comparison, 2017 versus 2016. Think about taking a proactive approach. So that 17 picture, or going into 18 picture, when you look back and reflect, that those are positives, that you've paid less taxes, or maybe you've, you know, had more income come in, so but your tax liability is the same way. So again, it's being able to be proactive and not just plugging the numbers in that are already done and in the past.
Yeah, so let's go through what are the five tax traps today. So let's start with number one. So our number one retirement tax trap is Social Security. So Social Security continues to be one of the most critical pillars of retirement planning. And Ron and I and you, Mark, we've all talked about this on the Wealth from Wisdom show. However, what's interesting to us is it still continues to be the biggest mistake people make. And I don't understand why everyone's inflicting pain on themselves here. Is you got to pull yourself up and make the right decision here for you. Because what you probably don't realize is that if you've made a modest income throughout your lifetime, you've contributed well over $100,000 or more to Social Security, and if you've earned an average income, that Social Security value is over several hundred thousand dollars. And you want your money back. I don't know about you, Mark. When I make an investment, I want my money back plus something, and so does every other American who sees it coming out of their paycheck every single day. But most of us take the Social Security benefits at face value, and what you have to figure out is how do you maximize that, but how do you maximize it with minimizing your taxes? Because what people don't understand is that up to 85%, yeah, that's 85% of your Social Security benefits could be taxed at your taxable rate. That's a huge difference for everybody, Mark.
Completely agree. And Paul, you sat in on them when we put people through at Carson Wealth, go through the planning process, and we help them through that Social Security analysis. First of all, it's not the most exciting thing in the world to go through, right? But there are literally thousands of combinations. And so, you know, one of the things we talk about and try and help people through, you talk about being able to cross that bridge, make that proactive, proper decision, is there's so many thousands of combinations. So there's no absolutes. You know, you hear it all the time, or at least I hear it a lot out there in the world, is some people will say, you know, take it as early as you can. You know, you've contributed. You know, I've heard a couple clients joke, say, hey, it feels so good to finally have Mr. FICA pay me back, right? Mr. FICA or Miss FICA pay me back. And so they say, I'm going to take it as soon as I can. Or there's the people that say, delay it, you know, as long as you can, have that benefit continue to accrue and grow. And the answer is, for a lot of people, it's somewhere in the middle. Again, it's helping them lead people down that path so that they can make a proactive decision that potentially minimizes their taxes, but also meets their standard of living and what they need to sustain the lifestyle they've grown accustomed to.
Yeah, and so let's actually talk some numbers here with everyone, Mark. So let me give you an example, and this is of a family we've recently met with. So they're pulling about $1,000 a month out of their taxable account. They're also getting some rental income. They have a rental home. So they're getting about $1,500 a month from that. They have an IRA, but they're not quite 70, so they don't have to pull money out of their IRA yet. They could. They maybe want a couple extra dollars a month to go out to dinner more, or they're trying to save up for a big cruise they want to take their grandkids on. So they're trying to decide what to do. And so one of the things we have to look at with everyone, and this is a married couple, is once they cross the $32,000 number of taxable income is when pain becomes inflicted. I don't mean pain as in physical pain. I mean tax pain. Is now your Social Security income is taxable, Mark. And not everyone thinks about that. So if I can help families stay below that, we do. But you've got to ultimately make the decision as the family if you want to, because if you get up to $44,000, that's when it gets up to the full 85% level. And that's all right if your taxable income is greater than that, but then look at all of the other decisions you have to make, because maybe when you turn 70 and a half, when you get forced to make that required minimum distribution, you need to shut off some of the other levers that you have, like your taxable account.
And I love the term levers there. Because, again, I think so many people, when it comes to taxes, they look at so much of it in a vacuum. You know, and one of the sayings we have is, you know, we don't want taxes to be the sole reason you do or do not do something, but we always want to be mindful of taxes. So, you know, we've got to, you know, go through that planning, that analysis, to be able to help make, again, proactive decisions, pull, you know, turn levers on, pull levers off. And then the other thing, and we'll talk about this with some of the other tips as well, is over time, some of this can change, right? Whether it's your lifestyle, okay, or your goals. We talk a lot about helping clients with goals and the plans that they have. Those do change over time. Forget even the fact that the potential for tax law change, and I don't even want to get into too deep into that. But, you know, there's all
the markets liked it, though. I mean, look what's happened since that came out recently.
Yeah.
Just a proposal alone, what it's doing with our market. Hey, speaking of that, Mark, you and I were in a meeting earlier this week, and I thought this number was fascinating. Fascinating, everyone. Think of this. So how many months this year, we've had 9 months so far this year, how many months have been positive, Mark, if we're looking at the S&P 500?
I think the market's batting 1,000.
Yeah, so 9 for 9. Baseball would take that, 9-0 in the NFL, 9-0 in college football. We'd all take that. So how many years has the S&P gone 12 for 12 in positive growth?
I'm going to say zero.
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Are you confident in that?
I'm 50-50 in
that. You're 50-50? Well, you should be confident, Mark, because 100%. It has never happened in the history of the market. So as we think about that, does that mean it's going to happen? I don't know. There's a lot of things moving. But what I can assure you is people are getting more concerned about risk they're taking or lack thereof, but the risk they're taking now is only looking at the market, and they're forgetting it's year-end tax planning time, and they need to start thinking about that. And it reminds me with everyone is, I love this 85% number. Do you really realize that 85% of your Social Security payments can be at risk of going against your tax rate? So when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could actually get taxed as much as 85%. This is money you are counting on to help fund your retirement. And it could actually be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you can dramatically reduce this tax bill. First, get a customized Social Security analysis. There is no charge to do this. You've got nothing to lose. At best, you confirm what you want. At worst, is you actually get a new pathway. So call us at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits on the table. 888-419-8513. Coming up next, a retirement tax trap number 2 you didn't even see coming that would also cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Join Mark and I on Wealth from Wisdom to talk about that next tax trap.
Trust. Transparency. Accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
We don't know why it happened, but we all want to help. Do your part as WMAL and Inova Blood Donor Services host a Vegas Victims Blood Drive Wednesday, October 11th from 2 to 8 at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. The blood drive is open to the public, but you can also make appointments online at WMAL.com/blood drive.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
While everyone is focused on your investments and your returns, you're often completely ignoring the one thing that could have an even bigger impact on your money and your investments. And yeah, that's what we've been talking about in our segment so far, taxes, everybody's favorite topic. Welcome back. You're listening to the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network, and I'm your host today, Paul West, joined by my co-host, Mark Lookaville. And thanks, everyone, for joining us again today. You know, there's a great quote, Mark, out there. Benjamin Franklin said, "There are two certainties in life, death and taxes." But what Ben didn't know is that you should know now. It's a different world. You, each one of you listening today, you have more control over how much you pay in taxes in retirement. They actually often call it the golden years of retirement between age 60 and 70 because you have so much control and more control than any other time in your life. So coming up in this segment, Mark and I are going to continue down sharing the top 5 retirement tax traps and strategy you can take to avoid them. And more importantly, how you keep money in your pocket. So first, Mark, we've talked about Social Security, and we gave the thresholds and what to talk about there. So let's move into tax trap number 2. It's an important one. So you've worked hard in your life. You had a 401k, and now you maybe have an individual retirement account, an IRA. So withdrawing money from your IRA, contributing the money is really easy, right? It just comes out of your paycheck. They do it automatically. Getting your money out is a completely different story, everyone. So really, if you've saved $500,000 or more, whatever dollar amount, you're going to have to pay taxes on this. Mark, I can't tell you how many times people forget this. And they don't realize they could pay through the nose on what they're doing. And if you don't have a plan in place to make this happen, the penalties and fees could be exorbitant and not something you want to deal with.
Well, and Paul, you hit the nail on the head. Because, you know, how many of us, you know, when we get together, we look at, oh, look what my 401k balance is. You know, so you have that emotional feeling. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But over a long period of time, sit there and say, hey, I've worked really hard for this. I've accumulated this wealth. Imagine if you could actually, unfortunately, cross through that line, whatever that number is, and put something in that's maybe 60% of that number. And that's what most people face. And that's the negative, or, you know, our negative reaction to it is when we bring these topics up with people, most people want to do what? They want to cross their arms. They want to put their hand up and say, you know what?
Yeah, they give the Heisman pose.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to hear that bad news to proactively go through this and take control. You know, it's like being able to take control of the wheel of that car and do the driving yourself. There are things you can do. You can get off that road. It's okay to get off that road and go down a different path that leads you to greater success.
Yeah. So my favorite phrase I love to hear from people is, huh, I haven't heard that before. Tell me more. And when you're sitting down with your advisor, if you haven't said that, they're probably not providing a lot of value to you, because they should not just be educating you, but also not agreeing with every word you say. So one of the things that they should be challenging you on as a client or as an investor, you should be challenging yourself, is the sequencing of your withdrawals, Mark. And that is a secret to retirement tax plan. And I think about this all day long. So let me give everyone an example here. Let's just say illustratively here, you had $1 million in an account, and that's what you have. But imagine you've been saving this money for a long time, and let's say, Mark, it's in a taxable account. Mm-hmm. So you've got long-term capital gains of, call it $260,000. So what should you do right now? If I sold it, I've now got $260,000 I have to pay taxes on, or should I just let it ride in the market? But what if I'm fearful? What if I think the market's going to go down? Is my break even really 26%? So if I have $260,000 in capital gains, should I let it fall from $1 million to $740,000? Or what should I do? And it's an interesting quandary that people are in. What they don't know, or what they don't remember, here's some pain they're experiencing, is they think they just see that big cost basis number of 260. But the reality is, if they sold it today, and I love to share this story with everyone, is because this is real life, what people are going through, is that $260,000 is taxed. But remember, taxable gains from a long-term capital gains rate are at 20%, plus we get to pay the 3.8% that we're all familiar with. So really, you're paying 23.8% on that $260,000. So now you're looking at $61,000 and some change here. I won't go down to the penny on the show today for everyone. But think about that from a tax rate perspective. If you're fearful of the market and you don't want to go down, but you also think, I don't want to pay all these taxable gains, you're now looking at a $61,000 tax bill. However, if the market moved 5% or 6% down over a short period of time, you're going to be in the exact same place. Because if you did and you sold right now for $1 million, I would recommend that you sit there and take the money out of your account and, you know, set it aside to pay the actual taxes. So you have $939,000 left. So if the market went down, you still say it went down 6%, you have the same amount, but you still got to pay the tax bill.
Yep.
And people don't think that way, Mark, and that is a huge mistake they make.
Absolutely, and it goes back to, you know, having the proper mindset. It also goes back to, again, planning and thinking ahead. And, you know, what I mentioned last time was, you know, being mindful of taxes but not having taxes be the sole reason we do or do not do something. The other part is, you know, we get inundated every day as individuals, right? And that emotion can get people caught up. You know, if the market's down, the focus very quickly becomes to what you were talking about. How much is my downside pain threshold, right? When the market's doing okay, but there's the specter of changes in tax law, sometimes that gets ignored. Sometimes that gets people very, you know, heightened sensitivity depending upon, you know, what frame of mind they're in. And so again, it's being able to not ignore that, but take that all in and think about, okay, what do we need to be doing for the here and now, but then also, you know, going forward. It's something that we often use the term bifocal, right? We've got to see what's here in front of us, but we also have to need to be thinking about proactively down the road.
Yeah, and so I think about everybody has a different dollar amount of what's in their taxable accounts, but what's also in their tax deferred, or what we call tax later accounts. And so if I retire and I've been getting a salary, call it $80,000, $100,000, whatever the number is, and now I'm not working, and maybe, you know, I don't need any money currently because I got a severance or I got an early retirement buyout that's happened to a lot of people. I may actually be in a situation where next year I shouldn't draw down any money, or maybe because I only have one IRA and there's not a lot in that compared to my tax bill, maybe I should pull a lot out of it at that standpoint because I'm going to be at a lower tax rate. But the next year, maybe I pull zero out of it because I'm going to be in a higher tax rate because I sold some property. And that's why sequencing of your withdrawals is one of the most important things you can do. So let's move into tax trap number three. Conversions to Roth IRAs. So Roth IRAs are one of the absolute best vehicles we have out there. They're beautiful because, you know, you're getting taxed on the contributions, but the withdrawals you make from them, you're not being taxed on. And what's interesting, though, is that as people go through this process, is they don't always think about the ramifications that come along with it, Mark. It's like jumping in a lake, and you're like, oh, this is going to be nice and warm. And it's freezing cold, or it's more shallow than you thought, and you landed on some rocks, and that hurts. You don't want pain, because we already talked about the word taxes already elicits emotional pain. We don't want actual financial pain to come along with that. So one of the things we need people to remember is they often think, oh, I read online about this, I'm going to convert to a Roth, and then 2 years later, what do they want to do? Take their money out tax-free. Yep. What happens, Mark?
The answer is no.
Nah, not going to happen.
Yeah. And again, so that's, again, having that plan, looking ahead far enough, knowing what the rules are. And so much of it is, like you said, whether you hear it online or you're driving down the road, you hear it on the radio, or you hear it when you're out to dinner with your friends and someone just blurts out this news, this information, and it's always the devil's in the details, right? So you don't know about the 5-year rule. Or some people say, well, gosh, I'm automatically, you know, it's a no-brainer to convert all of my, you know, traditional 401k or IRA to Roth. Well, that may make sense for their situation. Again, everyone's situation is different. But it's worth the time and the effort, again, to take the reins and take control to say, okay, does that make sense for my situation, for my family situation? If it does, we can continue to walk down that path together. But sometimes you get to a point where you sit there and say, you know, back to your point, hey, I'm going to do this, but hey, I may need this money in a couple years. That red flag is going to go up and say, you know what, this doesn't make sense for you because we've got this 5-year rule that we have to follow.
Yeah, each situation has to be looked at differently. So think about the tax trap. Roth is one of the best vehicles, but you have to do the analysis. And by the way, the analysis isn't just today, it's for the future. And that's what people forget. They go online, they find a calculator. Literally, Mark, they spend 5 minutes working on it. And like, oh, that's a good idea, without thinking about all of the different variables. And I know I use the phrase levers all the time, but it's true because the levers adjust.
Think about how many decisions, you know, in life are all of our decisions that easy and that short.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the answer is no.
No. You're driving your car. You put cruise control on. And so you're sitting down. The interstate says you can go 70. You got it set at 78. You're cruising along. You're feeling great. But what if you ignored or you forgot about, oh, shoot, I was due for an oil change 4,000 miles ago. So that cruise can be great for you, and that could be your Roth IRA. But if there's something you forgot about, that's going to be a huge mistake. You're going to be sitting there on the side of the road with a broken down car, and you don't want to be sitting there on the side of the road with a tax situation that exacerbates because now you got to go pull money out of a different account that's going to cause more tax problems. So you got to avoid the tax trap both from your IRA sequencing them incorrectly, but also from your Roth IRA not setting up the conversion correctly. So it makes me think for a lot of you, do you have an IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account that it feels like it's on easy street? But all of a sudden you get to the getting your money out phase, and now you're stuck with all these trap doors and you're not sure what to do. And if you don't have a strategy in place, you're going to trigger this avalanche of fees, penalties, and expenses that cost you tens and tens of thousands of dollars. So what do you need to do? You got to take action and help figure out how to sequence those. So what should you do? Get an action plan from the Wealth from Wisdom Network. There's no cost to do that, and you've got nothing to lose. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, we'll keep it confidential, help you out. Call us at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. The truth is, some people pay through the nose with taxes. We don't want that to be you. Call us, 888-419-8513. Coming up next, is it possible for you to pay legal fewer taxes in retirement and actually keep this money for yourself? Yes, you could, and we'll tell you how. Coming up next on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at Noon, I'm Heather Curtis. People in London breathing a sigh of relief after police say a car to pedestrian incident today was not an act of terror. But London police are treating the area outside the Museum of Natural History as a crime scene. A few people were injured. One has been detained. As Hurricane Nate approaches the central Gulf of Mexico, President Donald Trump makes an emergency declaration for much of Louisiana and calls in FEMA. Socially conservative religious leaders praising the president's decision to exempt more employers from a requirement that they offer free birth control to workers. Meanwhile, several pro-choice groups are planning to challenge that ruling. If people want to remove the Confederate statues along historic Monument Avenue in Richmond, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the city attorney general has said they'll need to, the General Assembly will need to approve a change in the city charter. It's 12:31 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good afternoon, Heather. We have an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway near Arlington Boulevard. The two right lanes are blocked. Delays go back to I-66. In Arlington, a crash on the outer loop of the Beltway past River Road that closes off the two right lanes as well. And a third incident, westbound I-66 right around Business 234. In Prince William County, a crash Jefferson Davis Highway at Fuller Road. Also in Springfield, a multi-vehicle accident closes the left lane on Old Keene Mill Road at Winegate Drive. And in downtown Manassas, it's the 35th annual Fall Jubilee with closures on Center Streets till 5 p.m. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s. It's 80 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number. 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hi, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. We always knew that you guys were the best, but will you believe over 550 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's actually not surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call them today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number. Yeah, you know the one. It's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of it for you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
What do you think is actually going to be your biggest expense in retirement? Is it going to be health care, long-term care, your mortgage, your tennis lessons, whatever that's going to be? It's actually none of these. Your biggest expense is going to be taxes. Hey, I'm Paul West, and you're listening to the Wealth from Wisdom radio show. I'm joined by my co-host, Mark Lookabill, and thanks for joining us today. Well, we've been talking about taxes today. Many of you are continuously focused on your investment returns, but you keep ignoring that one thing that actually has a bigger impact on your money and your investments, and that is taxes. So coming up in this segment, we're going to keep revealing the most important tax traps for you to avoid and techniques to help you out. And these strategies can help keep more money in your pocket. And Mark, we've spent time talking about the Social Security tax trap. We've talked about the IRA sequencing tax trap, mistakes people make with Roth IRAs. So let's move into tax trap number four. And this is a biggie, because it affects not only you today while you're on this wonderful earth, but it also impacts you post you being here and your legacy, and that is not having a properly structured estate plan. Let me tell you, if you don't have the right estate plan, including your home, your vehicles, your investments, you could have your money, your life tied up in courts for a year or longer. And Mark, we've worked with many families over the years that this is unfortunate because that's the last thing you want to deal with. There's no time that you want to spend thinking about that. But you also, people don't realize you can get double taxed in these situations, and that's going to be ugly, not only in terms of dollar and cents, but the redness in your face of frustration, of anger. And most importantly of all of this, Mark, is think about all the people we love and the people that we're giving the money to or that are part of our legacy plan. Think of the pain. And I truly mean this, the pain you're putting them in if you don't spend the time now to do it. I certainly want to motivate you from when you listen to the show to take ideas and put them into action. But this is always one. If you don't have a will, go get it done. You are going to feel so good about completing it. If you don't have a trust set up, go get it done. If you don't know what to do, go talk to a professional. Don't just Google it, by the way. Google, you don't know who actually posted whatever you're reading on Google. And more importantly, they don't know what's best for you and your family.
Could not agree more. I mean, as you said, we have dealt with it, you know, trying to help clients, trying to help families through that situation. And again, like a lot of other things, it may not be the most fun thing to do and go through. And some of those, you talk about a gut emotional reaction when you're talking about the end of your time on this great planet. For some people, it's literally, if I don't have to talk about or don't deal with it, it's not going to happen. Right. And the reality is
the avoidance technique.
The avoidance. Absolutely. No one's been able to avoid that so far. But to be able to sit down and go through that and so much of it, when as you help people through that and they ultimately make the decision, you know, we guide, they decide, and they make those decisions, the smiles on their faces, not only for the here and now, okay, hey, I've got it done and I've got these documents, but the things that they really care about, and whether it's, you know, their heirs, their grandkids, maybe it's their church, the school they attended, everything that's important to them in a well-structured estate plan. Again, it goes beyond the documents, but it's, okay, these are the documents that help carry out what our wishes are, and be able to go through that, and not that they wake up every day saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I have my estate plan, but there are times throughout the year that something reminds them, is like, you know what, I've got that taken care of, and I feel really good about that.
Yeah. So let me give you an example. So a caller recently on the network here, and I was talking to one of our advisors working with this caller, Mark, and this individual, low 80s, and doesn't have any direct descendants, so want to give money to a niece. And so they said, hey, I really don't need anything now. I just want my house I live in, all my basic living expenses, but ultimately I just want to give everything to my niece. So they were thinking about just, you know, donating an account to their niece. What they didn't think about was taxes and the impact. So, yes, there's the lifetime estate, and you should talk to your CPA or professional to help you with that. But there was techniques simply to help them with gifting and how to help think through that. And yes, again, people are probably listening is like, do I really need to know this or does this impact me? It does. And it is one of the simplest ways. If your advisor hasn't helped you set up a gift plan or how to think about it, you probably should be saying, huh, did I know that or should I have known that and what we do there? And gifting doesn't always have to be in dollars. One of the best things, advice you can give, many of us like to give to charity, and we all have personal foundations or personal charities that are very important to us. One of the best techniques given from a tax perspective is what, Mark? To give appreciated securities. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't taken advantage of that, this is a great tax avoidance trap, is help get rid of that cost basis stock that's a lot, or the whatever individual security you have. It's a great way to help yourself.
Well, yeah, you think about it in general, right? In general, when do most tax conversations occur? Fourth quarter, or at the end of, you know, towards the end of the calendar year, or quote unquote around April 15th, when everyone's scurrying to get things turned in general, right? The reality is, and I can give you three conversations I've had just within the last week with clients, where just through natural course of conversation, it ended up going down the path of estate planning and what we need to do for, say, for taxes. You know, one client is, you know, hey, it's been 6 years since we've done our estate planning. Our kids are older now. So these are, you know, just the real life conversations. And it's, you know what? We're actually scheduled a call for this coming Monday to sit there and say, we know we're going to do the documents, but let's talk about what your plan is, the legacy, some of the gifting they wanted to do. Hey, by the way, appreciated stock. Do you want to gift some now and be able to see the benefits of that, you know, while you're still alive, or do you want some or all of that, you know, after you're gone? And so, and it's being able to go through that and, again, have a plan, knowing that over time, plans and situations change.
Yeah. I was actually having breakfast the other day, Mark, with one of the largest community foundations in the United States. And I was fascinated to hear the following statistic. Over 80% of their contributions happen in the fourth quarter every year. And almost the majority of that comes from smart individuals working with professionals that send them appreciated stock because they're happy it grew, but they don't want the pain of paying the taxes. Mm-hmm. So they want the tax benefit and, hopefully, more importantly, the emotional benefit and the return on psyche they're getting from making the contribution to a charity, because that goes a long way.
I mean, I love that story. You could put whatever dollar amount around that. Been able to proactively gift that appreciated stock we just talked about earlier. Hey, gosh, the market's gone up. Gosh, I don't want to pay that tax. If you know, okay, as an individual or as a couple, that, hey, we plan on maybe within our charitable bucket next year, we're going to give X amount of dollars, $20,000, $50,000. Hey, we know we're going to do that. Let's go ahead and gift that stock before year end and then use that quote unquote charity checkbook to gift to things that we feel really passionate about in calendar 2018. I mean, you talk about a double bonus. That's it right there.
Yeah. And if you work with community foundations like that, or if you're working with a fee-based advisor, they're going to give you all of this advice and they're going to help you think through it. So take advantage of that. But as also I think about estate plans, a lot of time, Mark, people have real estate, which creates complications in their estate plans. You got taxes, you got stepped-up basis, you got all of these things. But a risk I want, a huge trap I want people to avoid, is some people try to put real estate in an IRA, Mark. And it is possible. You can do it. And by the way, there are a few situations where it does make sense. But it is a dangerous, dangerous tax trap out there. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on today's show. All I can advise you is you better be working with professionals. We've seen several people come to us and say, Paul, I put my real estate in an IRA. And we looked and said, I'm sorry, but there's nothing to do. You got a gigantic tax liability. You got a big issue that you're going to have to resolve. And that's like April 15th. We can't solve a problem you've already put yourself into. Mm-hmm. You got to be proactive in their approach. So you just really have to remember, it's not about what you make. What is it, Mark? It's about what you keep.
Keep.
Exactly. Yep. And you have more control over how much you're going to pay for your tax in retirement than any other time in your life. So how you structure your investments, how you structure the pay down can have a huge impact on how much you give to Uncle Sam versus how much you keep in your pocket. So could you actually legally save thousands of dollars every year? Yes, you could, and we'll help prove it to you. But you've got to look, have your individual situation analyzed. You can't go to Google and try to apply that to yourself. You got to be looked at individually. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, call us right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. You could literally save yourself thousands of dollars. Why wouldn't you want to at least explore that? So, coming up next on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Show, are you needlessly overpaying your taxes every year? The answer is likely yes. So coming up next, Mark and I are going to talk about our final tax trap and also our favorite songs related to taxes here on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Fall is back, and so is the Suzuki Quad Fair. Hurry in to get limited-time deals on Suzuki's best-selling King Quad all-terrain vehicles. Choose from as little as 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers, or up to $1,500 customer cash. That's right, zero APR for 60 months. Nothing's built like a King Quad, and they're assembled right here in the USA with big bore engines and durable high tensile steel frames. So you can count on an ATV that's not just strong, it's King Quad strong, year after year and mile after hard-working mile. Quad Fair is on, but it won't last long. Get here now and start fall strong. Find the biggest Suzuki King Quad sale of the season at Coleman Power Sports at 435 South Washington Street in Falls Church.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Are you overpaying for your taxes every year? It's been reported that Americans are going to overpay their taxes to the tune of $1 billion every single year. Yeah, Mark, that's what I said. With a B, $1 billion. Welcome back. I'm Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom Radio. I'm joined by my co-host, Mark Lookabill. This may shock you, but you could have more control over how much you pay taxes in retirement than any other time in your life. Coming up in this segment, we're going to continue down and share our final retirement tax traps and techniques you can have to needlessly avoid costing yourself thousands and thousands of dollars. And these strategies can help keep more money in your pocket. But remember, this is your decision. Advisors and others give you guidance, but you've got to pull the trigger. You've got to make the decision on what's important for you. So, Mark, we've talked about a lot of different things. We've talked about Social Security. We've talked about IRAs. We've talked about Roths. We've talked about estate plan. So another retirement tax trap we see is number five, and that is not having enough tax diversification. So what does that mean? A couple different things. There's really three basic categories of tax diversification. So one is taxed always. What does that mean? Your brokerage accounts, your checking, your savings, your CDs, things you're going to be taxed on every single year. There's tax deferral, or what we like to call tax later. That is your IRA, your 401k, your TSA account, maybe your real estate or other hard assets that you have in place. And finally, the third category is taxed rarely. That could be your Roth. It could be municipal bond interest that you own, or maybe your life insurance. So those are all different categories we have. And Mark, there's got to be a good balance, doesn't there, between the different types of tax diversification you have?
Absolutely. And the key component you brought up is you got to make that decision. So inaction is not a solution here. But
no.
You ultimately have to make the decision for yourself. Again, you can hear all sorts of you should do this, you shouldn't do that, always, never. Boil it down to what's best for you. You know, when we put plans together and help people down that decision path, you know, one of the things that we show visually is how their different assets are potentially taxed, always, later, or never slash rarely, right? And it's always interesting because you'll get, and I've got good friends, so I don't mind giving them a hard time, the engineers and the accountants in the room, they want to look at, you know, down to the decimal point, how much they have in each of those categories. And then they want to figure out, okay, you know, should we be even across those over a long period of time? And the answer is maybe. Right? But it's, again, what's best for them. And then you have some people that you get together and, you know, they say, gosh, I feel really good. I've saved all this money in my 401k and I've got a nice nest egg to live off of. The problem is they're going to get taxed on that. And so they don't have those other buckets filled up. So it's important, first of all, to figure that out where they're at. And then figure out what we need to help them with going forward.
Yeah, I mean, if you're younger, the tax later and the tax rarely are your best categories, and the most you can put into those are the best situation. Unless you have short-term needs. Maybe, you know, like our producer Andrew, he wants to buy a house, so he needs to be in the taxed always bucket because he's going to have to pay for that house and the down payment on that house. Mm-hmm. But if he's saving money for later in life and retiring, the tax later and tax rarely. So that percentage, Mark, you said a third, changes for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's a higher number in the taxed now or the taxed always bucket. But the taxed later or rarely gets bigger and bigger throughout your lifetime. But then as you're pulling money out of your IRA, that could decrease significantly for you too.
Absolutely. And so we frequently see the experience where clients that we work with have done a really good job on the taxed always, taxed later. So they've got a nice blend there. And then what's the question they ask, right? Hey, Mark, working with our CPA or maybe it's our attorney, I'm getting tired of taxes. What do we hear? How do we avoid taxes legally, right? How do we get taxed? You know, so you start bringing up, well, you know what? You could potentially do a Roth, okay? And some people that's appetizing for it, maybe a really small dollar amount for what they have, but they're proactively doing something. And then you start talking about some other opportunities. Emotionally, that reaction isn't sort of, well, gosh, municipal bonds. People say, well, gosh, why would I want to sit and get 2%? On municipal bonds. Well, you ask for a potential solution, there it is. You know, and then you bring in life insurance. You know, some people start holding their hands up, put the Heisman pose up, oh, I don't want to do that. So again, it's being able to go through, okay, here's our different opportunities that we have. Here's the different decisions to make. And then, again, be proactive, take action. Even if that action is, hey, I'm not going to do that, that's not for me, that's okay too, but at least we've thought about it.
Yeah, and as you think about this, you've got to make the right decisions, because one of the things you don't want to do is mess with the IRS. That's just not a pain point anybody would have, and it brings fear. So it actually makes me think of some songs we've heard, and I always laugh, Mark, when we get on tax day, and radios tend to play more songs about money and taxes than ever before. So, you know, it makes me think song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Well, I don't hear very many stories of somebody saying, I fought the IRS and I won. I don't hear that one happen. You know, one of my favorite songs is If I Had $1 Million, right? You know who sings it? Test one. Nope, you're not.
No.
Too late. Bare Naked Ladies sing it. So, Money for Nothing, another famous song.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. All right, that's good. Money, just the word money. Roger Waters, David Gilmour, Pink Floyd, one of the famous songs. So what do you think the most famous song is that's played on tax day? One of the most popular bands of all time. Taxman by the Beatles.
Yep. Beatles.
Taxman, one of the most popular songs played on tax day. Why? Reminding people what it is and what happened. So I love the Beatles, what they do, and it's just fun to hear that song. You know what day it is if it's being played frequently on the radio. But on today's show, Mark, we've been spending some time talking about a lot of the different tax traps. So as you and I think about it, let's remind everybody what those five were today. So number one was looking at, for some things for everyone here, how do you avoid Social Security tax traps and what happens there? And making sure, if you're going to have to pay up to 85%, are you doing it correctly? Number two, how are you withdrawing money from your IRA or 401k? There are techniques to use that can help you and avoid both taxes and penalties, both based on your age, but also the sequencing of those for your overall. Number three, conversions to Roth IRAs. Great technique, great way to avoid taxes, but it has to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is working directly with having an estate plan that avoids those taxes, both overall estate tax through your exemption, but also gift tax. And number five is not having enough tax diversification. I know that sounds simple in theory, but people don't enact on it. And it's amazing to me when people, and we show them how that works, they go, huh, I didn't know that. And so you got to convert everyone listening that, huh, I didn't know that, to, wow, I'm amazed I can do that. And if you're not being talked to frequently about that, are you really getting the right advice from your advisor? Because you could be paying fewer taxes in retirement. And what's really the most efficient way for you to do that? Let us prove to you that there are a small handful of strategies that can help you get the most out of every dollar you'll save. And it really all starts with one simple phone call. This doesn't cost you a dime, and you have nothing to lose. And if you don't know who we are here on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network, we are the number two independent advisor in the country, according to Barron's. We're often selected as one of the top wealth advisors in America, according to Forbes. We're frequently on CNBC, and of course, we're fiduciaries looking out for your best interests. So one simple call can give you more information to help you feel more comfortable. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. Even if you already have an advisor now, or you're doing it on your own, getting a second opinion will only benefit one person. Yeah, that's right, one person, and that's you, the most important person. So give us a call, 888-419-8513. I want to thank my co-host today, Mark Lukabil, for joining me on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio Network, and we're going to chat with you all next week. Have a great day.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government. in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k. But a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.